Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The Bears weight room at Hallis Hall is named after Clyde Emmerich, an Olympic weightlifter and one of the NFL's first strength coaches. What most people don't know is that he still is at Hallis Hall each day, and he's the organization's longest tenured employee. Clyde's memory is sharp, and to this day, he remembers a prediction a nun made when he was in grade school.
Walking down the hall, and a nun stopped me and took my arm and held it and looked at me and said, "Someday you're going to be a strong man." It's just the thought stayed with me all through the years, and got into working out in that and progressed. You know, it just kind of was strange.
He lived near a train station and used to go in to look at the magazines. One called Strength and Health caught his eye, so he bought it and started reading.
At the time, I was working at a corner newsstand earning 50 cents a day or something. It's ridiculous. But I saved up enough, $5, went to Sears, which was down the street on Lawrence Avenue, and I bought a set of stretch cables. And I brought those home and showed my mother, and she said, "Now, why'd you waste your money on those?" She said, "You'll never use them." I said, "Yeah, I will." And I used to close the bedroom door, and I'd work out, And then as I realized that from reading the magazine, I had to have weights, couldn't afford them, so we made out of cement.
Clyde admitted that at one time he didn't know there was a difference between bodybuilding and weightlifting, so he started out doing everything. Then he read about competitive lifting in the magazine and began putting all his efforts into it. That's when he started winning championships.
The big events were winning the senior national championships, you know, the United States championships, those are always something. The Olympic team, making the Olympic team. And the next thing was world records. When I said world records, you know, I mean, that's about as high as you're going, you know, other than repeating it, which I did.
George Hallis, he was always looking for ways to improve the team. So how did you kind of come into the picture?
Isometric craze came out. And like you said, Coach Hallis wanted to know anything that would help improve the team. So he inquired about it, asked Stan Jones, and Stan said, "Well, I'm working out with a guy that knows about that." He said, "Well, can you bring him up?" So he did.
The first thing Clyde remembers about meeting George Hallis was being totally impressed.
And what I liked about him was, you know, I'd say, "Okay, here's what this is all about." And okay, he'd write it down. And I'd say something else, he'd write it down. I thought, "Ooh, he's writing everything down." I say, that was pretty neat. But he was such a man. He's, you know, if he shook your hand, that was the deal. You didn't have to sign nothing. You know?
Clyde became one of the NFL's very first strength coaches when he joined the Bears organization.
So in 1971, then I became the strength coach here. Prior to that, I had already started working with players in probably the late 50s while I was still competing.
Any players that really I'm sure there are tons, but any that you've really enjoyed working with throughout the years?
Dan Hampton, Tom Thayer, Walter, Gale Sayers. So they realized the benefit. And so that was a nice thing, is to see how they bought into it and how they realized that what weight training could do for them. And you know, football's a strength sport. You know, you've got to have your skills, obviously, but there's still one guy pushing and the other guy trying to block it, you know, and that the strong guy over the course of a game is going to win.
Well, you know, one of the best parts of the weight room, right, is that it's named after you.
Well, I was shocked. When Brian McCaskey called me and says, "We're going to have a meeting with Ted on summer camp." I said, "Okay." So I got my stuff together because I helped him on summer camp with him. And so we go into Ted's office and I put my stuff down and Brian's there and Ted's there. And first thing Ted says, he says, "This building is named after George Hallis." What do you think? I says, "Terrific. Yeah, absolutely it should be." And the training center, as we call it, the bubble, is named after Walter Payton. I said, "Oh, absolutely." I said, "It should be. Yeah, certainly." And she says, "Well, what do you think if we call the weight room the Clyde Emmerich?" You know, now I'm like, "Okay." I mean, it was a total surprise.
82 years young, Clyde is still at Hallis Hall each day, passing down his knowledge to players. Not slowing down, it doesn't seem like, anytime soon, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. Father Time has a way of pushing. I'm pushing back, you know, but I think he's winning, you know. But I'm going to keep going as long as I can. You know?
Anthony, what do you remember about Clyde Emmerich?
I got a lot of memories of Clyde. But first of all, I just want to commend the Chicago Bears for having Clyde here and having his name above the weight room. When I first got here, you see an old guy. He's over by all the power clean machines, and he's teaching everybody proper technique. Now, he's very modest. He wouldn't tell you about everything that he did at the Olympics or anything like that. But he's over there showing you how to do it. Like, he's down there with the weights, and he's actually doing the cleans. He's showing people how to do it, and he has great technique. I never thought I'd see that from an old guy. And he's just, hey, Anthony, you want to get down here, and you want to do this? And I'm just like, wow, like, this guy's really getting after it. So I love Clyde. Clyde is the man.
What do you remember about the first time you met him?
The first time I met him, I was like, what is this old guy doing in the weight room? And so he told me who he was, and, you know, ever since then, I always get notes from him and always listen to him, like, how to do proper technique. Once I found out that this guy was an Olympian, I'm like,
right.
Wow.
Yep. Not hard to have a lot of respect for a guy like that after you realize his career accomplishments, and, man, pretty impressive. We have to take one more quick break. We'll be right back. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.